From London, BBC Caribbean Report. St. Lucians react to the news that Prime Minister John Compton is to retire and express concern about the capabilities of his possible successor. The European Commission responds to a call from France to cut back on banana imports from Latin America. And while the West Indies youngsters lose in Australia, the Masters are through to the final in Sharjah. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. As we reported this morning, St. Lucia's long-serving Prime Minister John Compton is to retire, and his ruling United Workers' Party intends to have a new leader in place by Independence Day, the 22nd of February. News of his retirement was confirmed this afternoon by UWP Chairman Hollis Bristow. Also bowing out are Deputy Political Leader George Mallett, the region's longest-serving trade minister, and Tourism Minister Romanus Lansico. Journalist Pete Nimval, who broke the story, told me about the details of Mr. Bristol's statement.